Welcome to Solutions for Higher Education, a podcast by Scott L. Wyatt, president of Southern Utah University in Cedar City, Utah. To subscribe to this podcast, please visit www.suu.edu/presidentspodcast, where you will find both the audio and a written transcript for today's podcast. Hi again, everyone, and welcome to Solutions for Higher Education, a podcast featuring Scott L. Wyatt, the president of Southern Utah University in Cedar City, Utah. I'm your host, Steve Meredith, and joining me, as he always does, is President Wyatt. Hi, Scott.
Hello, Steve. It's great to be here today.
Good to see you. And today we're going to talk about something that is both frightening, maybe important, but certainly it's a part of every discussion that we have in higher education, and that is, how do students pay for it? And more often than not, that involves some level of student debt. And that's what we're going to talk about today, student debt, and whether or not there's a good risk-return ratio there. And we have an expert with us in the room to help us through that discussion. And why don't you introduce him?
Thank you very much. Yes, we have Dr. Roger LaMarca. Welcome, Roger.
Thank you, President. It's a pleasure to be here.
You are Executive Director of Enrollment Management here at Southern Utah University, right?
That is correct, yes.
So on a daily basis or, you know, something like that, you're talking to students about starting school or getting back into school, how they're going to afford it, the kind of ideas about debt, whether that's worth it or not.
Yeah, that's one of the most important questions that student asks us. And like you said, we have the opportunity to talk to students every day. We talk to traditional students who are coming straight out of high school, as well as we talk to a lot of non-traditional students who are thinking about coming back to SUU and finishing their degrees or earning bachelor or graduate degrees. And the cost is always one of the major concerns is, how much is this going to cost me? How am I going to afford it when I'm done? What are my options for paying for it? What can we do in order to keep the costs low? And so it's most likely the number one concern that students have as they're looking at coming back to school.
It's one of those industries, higher education, that is labor intensive. So it costs money to do it.
Absolutely. And when you get some of these amazing faculty that we have here on campus, we have to be able to attract and bring in the best faculty that we can. And they're spending a lot of one-on-one time with students. They're talking to them in their classrooms. They're meeting with them after class. They're grading their assignments. They're working with them and giving feedback. And that development that takes place in an educational process, it takes a lot of time and a lot of effort. And to have these high-quality faculty and these great facilities and these things, these opportunities that we provide for students, it does have a high cost associated with it.
So, Steve, do you know the amount of debt nationwide total?
I think it's about $1.5 trillion.
That sounds so big.
Yep.
Of course, it is a big country.
Well, that's right, and lots of college students.
And if you knew the total debt for cars, it's a big number too, I guess.
Right, and housing and so forth.
And housing.
Sure.
Well, taking that big number down, though, what is the average, Roger, what's the average student loan debt for a person in the United States?
So right now, the average is about $37,000 for a student graduating. And so they go into the workforce with about $37,000 of debt today.
We're fortunate in Utah, though.
We really are.
Our Utah legislature has invested more money in education. We have we actually have the fourth lowest tuition in Utah of all of the states in the country. And when you look at tuition as a ratio of household income, Utah has the second lowest. So when we say we're the fourth least expensive tuition, someone might say, yeah, but what's the ability to pay? And when you compare it to household income, we're even better, second lowest. And that translates into lower debt for students in Utah than it would nationally. And it actually translates even lower at Southern Utah University than the average in Utah. Why don't you help us with some of these numbers?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, national average is around 37,000. However, when you look at the state of Utah, we are the number one in the country with an average student debt of $18,425.
Lowest state in the country.
Lowest state in the country, and we're about half of the national average, actually less than half than the national average. So we're doing, like you said, our legislature is investing so much money and so much effort into making this education affordable that Utah as a whole is doing a great job.
And then what is the average debt for a student that graduates from Southern Utah University?
So we're very proud of that number because we're actually lower than the Utah average, which is $16,824. So students who come to SUU are actually getting one of the lowest in the state, which of a state that is the lowest in the nation. So it's one of the lowest debt for students when they graduate anywhere in the country.
And most students are able to get through school without any debt.
Yeah.
So like 39% in Utah, something like that. Is that the right number?
Yeah, 39% of students in the state of Utah graduate with debt. But what's really interesting is the opposite of that, which means that 61% of students graduate without debt. And that's a very exciting number.
But those that do graduate with debt, it's only $16,000 to help them through what could be a four-year degree, but for many students, they spend 5 years or so getting through it. We actually had an analysis of this done. So, you know, when you take the trillions of dollars that you were talking about, and then you bring it down to the states and then to the individual, all of a sudden the debt doesn't seem quite as bad. In fact, 16 is pretty good. But then when you look at it in terms of the ability to pay it back, so there's an organization called LendEDU, and they rank schools. And LendEDU takes the ratio of the early income, average income of the students that graduate from each school, and the average debt of those that graduated from each school, and then make that a ratio and rank all the schools across the country. And Southern Utah University, the debt and early income salary, puts us in the top 10% of all the schools that they rank. That's not a bad deal.
No, that's a wonderful deal because it means that our students are graduating with low amount of debt and then they're going into the workforce and making money and having good careers. And that's what we hope that this education can help these students do is build a career for themselves long term and open up opportunities for them to support their families and live the lifestyles that they like. And being ranked in the top 10% is a very exciting number.
We actually had somebody in our engineering school do an analysis of this. So what he did was is he took the average high school graduate salary. So assume the person graduates from high school and goes right out into the workforce. What is the average salary that person can expect in year one, year two, year three, on through their career? And then took that same person going to college and assuming that for 4 years that person makes nothing and borrows all of the cost of going to school, how many years does it take to pay off that debt and have the income from going to school after paying off the debt equal and then expand beyond just graduating from high school? Is that clear enough?
Yeah.
Did I say that clearly?
Yeah. Made sense to me.
When is the investment paid off and I'm now earning more money than if I'd have just went out and got a job after high school? 7 years.
Wow.
I know people that borrow that much money for a car.
Oh, yeah.
Like a six-year car loan. And at the end of the 6 years, they have a six-year-old car. But if you have no other way of paying for college and borrow the money and assume that it's going to be paid back in about 7 years, then you can go buy a lot of cars.
What a great investment. I mean, if you think about 7 years to then be able to live the rest of your life and have that better lifestyle and that better situation for your family, what a great opportunity. That's amazing.
Now, I do hear horror stories about people with student loan debts. So we're talking about averages. I know people that go to law school or go to medical school and graduate with $100,000 or $200,000, some of these specialized programs. And I think that, or go to an expensive private school. There's a lot of schools where the tuition for 1 year is $50,000 plus expensive housing. If you graduate with a degree in, pick my degree, philosophy.
Okay.
I have two bachelor's majors, but graduated with philosophy. If you get that from a really expensive school, you could graduate with $200,000 worth of debt.
And a degree in philosophy,
which for me prepared me very well for graduate school. But if a person doesn't have a clear path as to where they're going, then that would be scary.
Yeah, and one of the things that we know to be true is that students often don't know what they want to do with their careers when they start college. And so one of the best things they can do is, one, choose a school that is going to give them opportunities to learn and grow and figure out what they like. Two, spend some time in high school or while you're in college taking a lot of different avenues, researching a lot of different strategies, finding one that works for you. But in the end, like you said, it prepared you for graduate school, it gave you opportunities to go on and do other great things. And so even though you may not know right at the beginning, if you take that time and you learn and you work through that process, it'll prepare you for those next processes and get you ready to take on great careers and great opportunities. And with a student debt loan average of $16,000, we're only talking a few thousand dollars a year for these students to be able to learn and grow and develop and get their education and prepare themselves for graduate school. And like you said, it pays off in 7 years. So what a great investment, what a good turnaround.
And a lot of times student loan, I know when I've had some student loan debt when I graduated forever ago, it was like amortized out over 10 years. So $16,000 paid out over 10 years at a very low interest rate, where you're making a lot more money than you would have otherwise, that's really not too bad.
No, it's really not. And one of the things, too, you mentioned that there are universities where you might graduate with $100,000 or $200,000 in debt. And when you start calculating that payment, you're thinking, wow, that's beyond what anybody could afford. But one of the things to keep in mind is that there are options for these students. And so we hear these horror stories. We hear these students who can't afford to pay their student debt. But one of the things that they need to know is that there are options. If they speak to their lenders, there are probably income-based repayment plans that can reduce their costs and make sure that they're not being overburdened. If they work for government entities, there's opportunities for loan forgiveness. If they work for special agencies, there's loan forgiveness. There's a number of businesses today who are offering tuition reimbursement and opportunities to pay for their classes and their education while they're working, and sometimes even after they're done. Especially for graduate programs, we talk to a lot of graduate students who are recently graduated, started their first career, and now they're working for somebody who's willing to pay for their master's degree. And so that creates a lot of opportunities for them as well. So there's great opportunities out there. If you have one of these horror stories, make some phone calls, look at some options, find some resources for you. And SEU is here to help. We talk to so many students about their options and what they can do to make sure that they're not ending up as one of these horror stories.
Yeah. Well, and the horror story piece reminds me of when I went to law school, which was a long time ago, Steve.
Yeah.
We're about
the
same age.
Why do you always drag me into these "that was a long time ago"
we're
conversations?
We're kind of about the same age, you know?
Everybody doesn't have to know that all the time. Yes, I am a little older than you.
Well, you know, if they were here, what they would see, I mean, if somebody was in the room, not just listening to us, what they would see is Roger LaMarca with very colorful hair.
Right. He is demonstrably younger than
we are. I mean, the hair's got the color that one would expect hair to have. You and I?
That's right.
It's kind of Arctic Platinum.
Yep. That's a very artistic way.
Yeah. I like that, Arctic Platinum. Anyway, the hair that's still there for me anyway is Arctic Platinum. But I remember going to law school and graduating with a little bit of debt, and I had a friend that went to an Ivy League law school. and graduated with a lot of debt. And he was really proud to have been admitted and have that degree. But when I was on my, he was like 3 years ahead of me. So he was out of law school or getting close to coming out of law school at the time that I was starting. And he said to me, and I was going to the University of Utah, which is a state school and much less expensive, so much, much less debt. And he said to me that I would have far more options after graduation than he would graduating from Harvard for one simple reason, and that is that his debt was so high that he had to work in a big firm in a big city to make enough money to pay his debt back, whereas I was able to choose a whole variety of places. A lot of students that I graduated with went and worked with really big firms in big cities and made a lot of money. And some of them worked in mid-sized firms. And some, like me, went to a small town and worked in a firm of three guys. And but he was pointing out what was kind of obvious, and that is you go to a very expensive school and get a lot of debt, and your options are limited because you have to make a lot of money. And if you can't make it, then you're in trouble. But I had a lot of options for me. So this might sound slightly self-serving. Maybe I intend it to sound that way. But when a person goes to college, they unless they've got somebody that's giving them the money to go, it's always helpful to think, well, what school is affordable, and where can I go that won't get too much debt, but will also give me a ton of opportunities? And like this Lend EDU shows, SUU is a fantastic bargain.
It is, so, and let me share some interesting data. In line with what you're saying here, 44% of college students say that they had to cut back in living expenses. So when they graduated, they're saying they had to cut back with living expenses, 44%. 28% said that they had to delay major goals like buying a house. 37% said that they had to put off saving for retirement. And so it's exactly that. If you're taking out these huge amounts of loans and you're paying for these very expensive educations, it's going to delay your ability to do other things. But like the research shows, SUU has one of the lowest in the country. Utah has one of the lowest in the country. And that just creates more opportunities for our students once they're done to be able to go and do more because they have less debt to deal with.
So if part of your strategy is to borrow some money to get through school, that's a great investment, so long as the student chooses a school where the debt isn't outrageous. And the debt at places like Southern Utah University and many of our peer institutions that are regional public universities where the taxpayers, the state legislatures are supporting the school, those are great investments.
They really are. And it's such a great opportunity, not only to experience a lower cost education, but to see what these kids do on campus and to see the experiences they have and the interactions they have with the faculty and the study abroad programs and all the great things that they can do. And yet we're doing it at one of the lowest costs in the country. It's amazing.
Yeah. The most recent data that we have is that the average person who graduates from college with a bachelor's degree will make more than $1 million over her life or his life than a person who starts working right out of high school.
$1 million more.
$1 million
right.
More. Yeah.
Right.
$1 million more than if that person would have just graduated from high school and got a job. $16,000 as an investment to make $1 million more.
What a great return.
That is... there's a lot of people that would throw that investment and say, this is a great, great deal.
Yeah. But Roger and I were talking about this earlier today, and we don't usually mention third-party organizations here, but I thought there's a series of articles in Consumer Reports magazine about this very issue, and they have a particular article called the Money Talk. What are 10 questions that students and their parents, whoever is going to be responsible for paying, should ask before they go to a university? And I recommend that article. It's well written, it's well researched, but it essentially says the same thing. It can be a really good way to pay yourself so that you can go through school. Just don't overdo it. And it's like everything else. Weigh the likelihood of being able to pay it back before you go into it.
Well, and then when you're borrowing, remember you're borrowing money.
That's right. Yeah.
So, Roger, one of those numbers that you threw out was that student standard of living went down?
Yeah, amazing. 44% said that their standard of living went down after graduation.
What that means is that they were eating too many pizzas during college student loan debt.
Now they're doing ramen.
That's right.
High-priced. So those students were apparently spending more money than what they should have spent, and they were using their loans to do that.
Yeah.
And if you can just manage yourself and be careful, then the student loan debt would even be less.
And that's an important piece. If you take, for example, the average graduate debt, it's $57,000. It's very, very high. And so students have access to a lot of money if they choose to. And they can. They could potentially borrow a lot more than they need and then end up owing a lot more when they're done. Luckily, our programs here at SUU are quite a bit less than that. They're only around $15,000 to $20,000 for our graduate programs, depending on the program. And so our students should be graduating with a lot less. But if a student wanted to, they could borrow way more than they needed, live really high on the hog for a few years, and then spend a long time paying it back.
So, that's right.
So be careful and make good financial decisions.
Sounds good. I remember when I graduated, my standard of living didn't go down, but I felt like it should go up, and it didn't go up as fast as I wanted.
There may be one or two other college students out there who felt that way.
Right.
We want what our parents had
instantly,
and it just takes a little time.
It does.
Invest in ourselves. It's the greatest investment we can make.
Absolutely.
And do it smart.
Yeah.
You've been listening to Solutions for Higher Education, a podcast featuring Scott L. Wyatt, the president of Southern Utah University in Cedar City, Utah. We have had Dr. Roger LaMarca as our in-studio guest today, and today's talk has been about student debt. We are delighted that Roger joined us. We're delighted that you joined us. Thanks again for listening. We'll be back again soon. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening to Solutions for Higher Education. To subscribe to this podcast, please visit www.suu.edu/presidentspodcast, where you will find both the audio and a written transcript of today's podcast. The original music for this podcast was composed by Jack Barton, a master's degree student in music technology at SUU. For more information about Southern Utah University, please visit www.suu.edu.